Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation.
Greetings. This is Dr. Warren
years
Slayton.
Of practice, he completed
Welcome
a spine fellowship
Healing
at Florida
Show.
Spine Institute
and
in Clearwater, Florida.
Topic
he is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation
your
with a subspecialty
with
certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone.
Or you can check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So let's talk about testosterone and the role it plays in our health. So for all men, testosterone is the hormone that gives us our, it's a key hormone that gives us our energy, and it's a vital hormone in our metabolism as well. The testosterone helps build our muscles and helps with our strength and, of course, helps with our sexual function. But the key aspect of testosterone and the key thing to understand is it plays a vital role in health. And because, unfortunately, it declines with age, it plays a role in aging as well. So what do I mean by that? Well, the average testosterone of a male, a young male, let's say a 21-year-old, is in the 1,000 to 1,200 range. It could be 800 to 1,200. But as we get older, that level declines. So starting by around age 30, the level declines about 1 to 2% a year. And for some of us, it declines more rapidly than others. So that by the time we're 50, a testosterone may decrease to, let's say, 600, maybe 500 or 400. And when it's low, which it is for, unfortunately, for many of my patients when we start, that level can be even below 300. And as we age further, as we get into our 60s and 70s, that level is going to get down to 400, 300. So a low testosterone level is very common as we get older. So there's even a term for that. I don't love the term, but it's one of the better ones we have for to describe the condition, and that is andropause. So we have, for women, we have menopause, and for men, we have andropause. So I guess we had to give us an equivalent type of pause, so we went with, and men was already taken, so we had to go with andropause. So andropause is the decline of testosterone as we get older. And unfortunately, this decline in testosterone has many health effects. So I said right at the top of the show a few minutes ago that the testosterone helps build our muscle and helps maintain our vitality, helps with our metabolism, helps with our sexual function. But as it declines, as we get older, those functions start to go down. And one of the reasons they go down is because the testosterone decreases. And to compound that decrease, and what is frustrating is that if you have excess weight, if you're overweight, and especially you have a lot of belly fat and a lot of fat around your organs called visceral fat, then the testosterone level is going to decrease even further as we get older. And that's where we get into even early ages of the onset of andropause. And it's a vicious cycle because when the testosterone goes down, that also leads to further loss of muscle, further loss of energy, further loss of drive, and then you have this excess weight, and that further leads to decreased testosterone. So it's a vicious cycle, and it's an unfortunate cycle because I see it a lot in my patients, but the good news is that with testosterone replacement, that can help reverse that cycle. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment, but I first want to remind you that this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey, and you can reach me at my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or you can check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com, or you can check my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. It's brand new, so it's a work in progress, and we have a few things on there ready, and we're getting more and more. So let's talk about testosterone and testosterone replacement. So what happens is, again, a low testosterone level, this is very important, a low testosterone level leads to many potential illnesses, or predisposes you to many potential illnesses. And what are some of those illnesses? Well, one of them is, and the most common one in that situation, is cardiovascular disease. Men with low testosterone have much higher incidence of cardiovascular disease. So replacing testosterone can improve your cardiac health. And that's a very important point to keep in mind. So what do I mean by your cardiovascular health? I mean reducing your risk for heart attacks and reducing your risk for strokes, reducing your risk for clots in general. How does that happen? How does testosterone help with these, with the heart? Well, one of the key factors leading to this heart disease is visceral fat. And visceral fat is the fat, we see the fat on the outside, like our belly fat, you know, our gut. But the fat on the inside is the fat that can potentially put us at risk for all kinds of inflammatory diseases, especially heart disease. And it leads to the formation of clots in the blood vessels. So it's a very bad situation to have this visceral fat. And what's great about testosterone is testosterone starts to eat away at the visceral fat. And when it starts to eat away at the visceral fat, then all of a sudden, some of the inflammatory markers go down, the inflammation goes down, and the clots start to potentially clear up. And so that is, again, it's not a cure for heart disease. I do not want to project it as such, but it certainly lowers your risk for heart disease by lowering your visceral fat, and it's improving your overall health. Another condition that testosterone helps with, and this is another key thing to keep in mind, is a condition that we think of when as a woman's type of disease, and that's called osteoporosis, thinning of the bones. Well, osteoporosis is not as common in men in their 40s and 50s, but when that testosterone starts to decline even further in our 60s and 70s, that's where osteoporosis can become a more real phenomenon and a more significant health risk. So when that testosterone declines, the bone density can decline. And by replacing testosterone, we're going to improve your bone density. And so it's really, and these osteoporosis is not a disease in itself, but when it result or a disability in itself, but when it results in fractures, especially hip fractures, that becomes a very significant disability and a very significant health crisis potentially. And one of the ways to prevent that is with testosterone replacement, because that's going to increase the bone density. So again, loss of testosterone leads to osteoporosis. Testosterone replacement leads to improvement of the bone density. Now, it goes, one of the things that everyone thinks of with testosterone is sexual function. And it, now I'd like to talk about, I'd like to describe that benefit, but I don't like to highlight it because there are so many other health benefits of testosterone. But it is true, you hear all these ads for all these products that will boost your testosterone and help with your sexual function. Well, what's really cool about testosterone is that's the best way to increase your testosterone level, by taking testosterone. And by taking testosterone, you're going to improve your sexual function. And what do I mean by sexual function? Help with erections, and help with libido, and help with ejaculation. So sexual function improves across the board with testosterone replacement. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can reach me at my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or you can check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com, or my new YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So another way that testosterone helps with heart disease is by improving your cholesterol. But I don't mean just lowering your cholesterol, because statin drugs do that, but they don't necessarily improve your overall health. However, by use of testosterone, you're lowering your LDL cholesterol, but more importantly, you're raising your HDL cholesterol. And the HDL cholesterol, that's the high-density cholesterol, that's an index of good health. Having a higher cholesterol, a higher HDL cholesterol, means that you have lower inflammation in your body, the higher your visceral fat, the lower your HDL cholesterol. And so by lowering your visceral fat, you're raising your HDL cholesterol. So testosterone is a great way, again, to improve your cholesterol levels, but more important, your cholesterol profile. And now I want to talk about some of the concerns that some of my patients have before starting testosterone replacement. And it's important that I address these, because I really want everyone to benefit from this treatment, and it's such a great way to improve your health and improve your quality of life. And by taking the testosterone, that's a great way to overall improve your health. So one of the concerns is that testosterone causes prostate cancer. And the reason that connection is made is because, first of all, testosterone and the prostate are sort of related. It's a male hormone and it's a male gland. So people think of the testosterone as stimulating the prostate, leading to cancer. The good news is that's not true. Increasing your testosterone does not increase your risk of prostate cancer. In fact, here's what's very interesting. Men with lower testosterone levels, when they get prostate cancer, have a more advanced form of prostate cancer. That means they have what's called a higher Gleason score, which is the index of what indicates the severity of the prostate cancer. And men with lower testosterone levels had cancers with higher Gleason scores, which means more challenging to treat and more dangerous. So having a high testosterone does not put you at risk for increased risk or for prostate cancer. Replacing testosterone does not put you at increased risk for prostate cancer. In fact, there are studies working their way out now that show that even men with prostate cancer who've had a history of prostate cancer, once that cancer is fully treated and the PSA is brought down to below 1, they do better with testosterone replacement compared to those that don't. And why is that? That doesn't seem to me. That seems counterintuitive, right? Well, the reason is it's because it's not going to be the prostate cancer that is putting you at risk when you have prostate cancer, though that can. But what's putting you at the greatest health risk is that low testosterone level, putting you at risk for heart disease, osteoporosis, Alzheimer's, and just general decreased motivation and desire to take care of yourself because of that low testosterone. And so replacing testosterone for men who've had prostate cancer, once that prostate cancer is fully treated with a PSA less than one, it's been shown that they do better. They live more with more vitality and even more longevity with testosterone compared to those that don't. The other concern about that some of my patients have about starting testosterone replacement is increased risk of blood clots. And part of this concern is that they have an increased red blood cell count. So there's a thought that that would be putting you at increased risk for clots. In other words, testosterone increases your red blood cells. But I want to tell you that even though it increases the red blood cells, that doesn't mean that your blood's going to get thicker and sludgier. That's not what it means, because the platelets are not increased. And conditions that lead to increased red blood cells and increased platelets, that puts you at risk for increased blood clots. But testosterone does not increase the platelets. So that taking testosterone does not put you at increased risk for getting blood clots. And multiple studies have shown it that increased blood clots do not occur with testosterone. In fact, I would argue the opposite, that having low testosterone and having a lot of visceral fat, that's what puts you at risk for blood clots, because you get all this inflammation, and that inflammation, that increased inflammation in the body, that's what's putting you at increased risk for blood clots. Remember, I told you testosterone improves your cardiac health. And I also want to share with you that on the testosterone prescription information, there's actually a black box note from the FDA stating that testosterone increases risk of heart disease, and that is based on those with there were a few patients in a study that did have cardiac events, but these were patients at high risk for cardiac events, and they did have cardiac events when taking testosterone. But the key point I want you to remember from this is that multiple studies over many years, this is not a new kid on the block. Testosterone has been studied 40, 50 years. Multiple studies have shown that testosterone improves cardiac health. And there have even been studies on patients with high risk of heart disease. And those studies show that those who take testosterone have decreased their risk of having a cardiac event. What do I mean by having a cardiac event? Having a heart attack, having a stroke, bad stuff. And the reason is, the reason that they lower their risk is because they're lowering their visceral fat and lowering their inflammation. And that's a way to improve your health with testosterone replacement. Some other benefits of testosterone replacement: even better cognitive function. In other words, thinking more clearly. So having a higher testosterone level is a way to improve how you think and your ability to remember, and decreases the risk of dementia. So again, testosterone has so many benefits and so few downsides that it's definitely something that anyone with declining testosterone and is thinking of ways to improve their health and improve their energy and improve their vitality, testosterone is a great way to go. This is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can reach me at my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or you can check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com, or check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So I've talked about some of the benefits of testosterone, and I really want to key in on, I touched a little bit about being overweight and the visceral fat that testosterone helps you lower. This message is for those who are overweight with testosterone, because I really want you to hear this message. Chances are, if you are overweight, it's not a definite, but chances are, and you're older, if you're over 50 and overweight, your testosterone level is below normal. It's low. It's declining. And because of this, you may be feeling low energy and you may be feeling just a lack of vitality, and you may want to exercise, but you don't have the energy for it. Or what I've seen in many of my patients with low testosterone is no desire to exercise. No desire because you just don't have the energy. Testosterone is vital in our motivation and our energy and our thinking and our drive to do things. So when that testosterone is low, you may not have that drive to do those things. Well, I can tell you the other bad thing is that because you're overweight, that's lowering your testosterone further. And the lower testosterone further increases your fat. So again, there's that vicious cycle again. So by taking testosterone, you can start to reverse that cycle. And by reversing that cycle, I mean you start to chip away at the fat. This is good long-term weight loss. And what I mean by good long-term weight loss, it's lifestyle changes that are overall improving your health. And when I say overall improving your health, I am talking about slowly decreasing the fat. And then, but also at the same time, with the testosterone, you're improving your energy. And by improving your energy, you're getting the increased ability and increased motivation to improve your health. So all these aspects that you might want to do but just don't have the energy to do, such as exercise better and eat better, are going to improve once you start with testosterone replacement. And therefore, with testosterone replacement, you start to reverse that vicious cycle of the visceral fat and the low energy, the inability to exercise, and the poor eating habits, because you're just not motivated to do it the right way. But by taking testosterone, you are going to start doing it the right way. And what I mean by the right way is your fat's going to start decrease for long-term benefit, and your energy is going to start to improve, and you're going to be able to exercise more, and you're going to be able to eat better. And so what testosterone does, it's the great way to start this kind of improvement in your lifestyle, because it's going to bring you into the right direction to overall turn things around for your health. And this is not a quick fix, but this is a long-term solution to your health that will enable you to live the next years with more energy, more vitality, better sexual health, better heart health, better bone health, and better brain health. So that's why getting yourself started in this direction with testosterone replacement is such a great way to go. Again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And you can reach me at my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com. And I just want to, again, summarize the benefits of getting started with testosterone and continuing testosterone. I talked about being overweight and starting testosterone. I can tell you that even if you're normal weight, as you're getting older, that testosterone level is declining, and you may have some energy, and you may even be exercising every day, but testosterone can help you just move up to the next level in terms of exercising, especially with that declining testosterone with age. You may find that the mile that you were previously able to run in 8 to 9 minutes, now you're doing it in 10 to 11 minutes. You're still in good shape, and that's great, but you're slowing down. And part of the reason you're slowing down is because your testosterone level is decreasing. And so remember, one of the key aspects besides cardiac health of testosterone is it helps muscle function, and it helps our overall metabolic function. So with testosterone, you're able to improve that muscle function and bring your exercise level, Maybe not to the level of a 21-year-old, but definitely back up closer to that level when you were 21. So I've talked a lot about testosterone for men, and I just want to touch for a few minutes. I have a couple minutes left for testosterone for women. And testosterone for women can be a great way to build up your energy. I usually prescribe it as part of a general hormone replacement for women, and I'll be talking more about that next week. But what I wanted to emphasize today is that the testosterone replacement for women is, and we're not talking about, obviously not at the same doses, but to get you back to the same, when you reach menopause, your testosterone, along with your estrogen and progesterone, you also lose testosterone. And the testosterone you had when you were younger plays a role in your libido and plays a role in your overall sexual functioning. And testosterone actually even protects against breast cancer. So testosterone is very beneficial, not just for men, but also for women. And women get that same benefit of improved energy with testosterone. So it helps with energy. It helps with maintaining muscle mass, because men and women both lose muscle as they get older. Testosterone for women helps offset some of that muscle loss and helps reverse some of that muscle loss. So testosterone is a great option for both men and women. It's obviously a different protocol for men and women, but both men and women get the benefit. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton at the Regenerative Healing Center, right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can reach me at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Check out my website, njhormones.com, or you could also look at my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. And I just want to wrap up again. Testosterone is a way to improve your energy for men and women, improving both your vitality, your energy, and your overall health, reducing your visceral fat. And by reducing your visceral fat, you're improving your cardiac health, you're improving your cholesterol profile, you're improving your bone density, and it's a great option for men to regain that spark that they may have lost due to their declining testosterone. Again, Dr. Warren Slayton, Regenerative Healing Center, right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Check out my website, njhormones.com. Give a call, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, and check out my YouTube channel at the Regenerative Healing Channel. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good evening. And again, as I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, we'll be talking next week about the benefits of hormone replacement for women, especially bioidentical hormone replacement. I look forward to speaking to you then.